Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at ixllearning.com/audio. Visit ixllearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Happy Thursday.
Fresh from... Oh, happy Thursday to you.
Yeah.
Friday. Wherefore art thou? I wish so much waking up today that it was Friday.
It felt like it should have been Friday today.
Right?
Like, no part of today has felt... Or this week at all has felt like it was the day that it was this week.
Yeah, sorry. My brain doesn't work that fast.
That's early in the morning. Exactly.
I had to put that together.
Yesterday felt like Friday.
Yes.
It was weird. It was just a weird week.
Yesterday was such a fun live broadcast from Salt River Fields. That I felt like that was like the cap on the week. We're like, okay.
Like that was the climax. Wednesday, and then everything else is just like downhill from there.
But it's going to get more exciting.
I know. We got a first pitch leader today.
Lots of climaxing. Surprise Stadium.
I love that for us.
Today, they bumped up the time of the game because it's going to rain at like 2 o'clock now. That's what they're projecting. So they bumped up the time of the game to noon.
Like 12:15.
Okay.
12:10.
Yeah. So if you're going to the game, obviously, if you haven't been notified, it's going to be an hour early, Surprise Stadium. We are going to be throwing out the first pitch.
We're super excited about it.
I'm so excited.
I love this.
Oh, man.
Nothing like adding something fun to the resume.
Yeah, I love that. Hopefully, we get some good video.
I hope so. This is my plan. It's not very often that I get to take my kids to fun things because so many times we do things that are 21 and over.
Yeah.
But this, I get to take my 8-year-old and we're going to get a video of Easton's point of view of the first pitch.
Like I said, I hope we get a good video.
It's going to be great. It'll be his commentary and everything.
That's awesome. I'm excited about it. Also, Next ticket stop is on Friday, so tomorrow.
Yes.
I will be out there on the streets as we find out right now where I'm going to be.
What is tomorrow? The 14th? You're going to be at Lone Butte?
I'll be at Lone Butte. So 5 to 6 Friday, if you're looking for those Country Thunder tickets on the cheap. They don't come cheaper than free.
They do. They really don't.
So we got a brand new minute to win it today. Holy, lots
it's
going on.
It's a lined up day today.
Same grand prize. 4GA, all 4 day, plus a campsite, tickets.
Whoo! It's hefty, hefty, hefty.
Lots
also,
cooking.
These questions are hefty. Sorry, guys. I previewed them last night. They're not going to be easy.
I mean, the last 10 questions went by in 2 days.
Three days. We need the
extra
3 days.
Not that much. Yeah, I know.
3 days was one question that needed to be revealed. But yes, you are correct. It took 3 days. And you're going to have to work for these.
Yes.
You're going to have to work a little bit.
Your brain's going to have to be in overdrive.
So get your notepad out. All right, Camel Nation, let's get into a Thursday. Let's go.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Derek's in a new-ish relationship.
The ish is important,
yeah.
I feel, in this current situation.
His girlfriend, Joanna, reached out to me and said that they just started dating, and so far, he hasn't really taken her out on a proper date.
Ew, why is he your boyfriend then?
he's going to see how long this can last by ordering pizzas last minute.
No!
Well, Derek, the buck stops here. We're going to break the news right now on Camel. Let's call him up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Derek?
Yeah. Hey, why do you keep calling me, buddy?
Oh, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I have breaking news for you.
I don't understand. You've been calling me nonstop. I decided to pick it up. Why are you calling me?
Well, Derek, I have news from your newish girlfriend, Joanna. That's what she claimed she is to you in your life? Newish girlfriend?
Okay, so wait, you've actually talked to Joanna? You've been calling her? You've been calling me?
No. She sent me an email. I don't speak to these people.
Okay, well.
So she has a message for
well,
you.
What did she say?
She said, okay, well, no more cuddle sessions until you get your act together and take her out on a proper date. She also went on to say.
She wrote that?
Yeah.
She
also went on to say, stop saying that you're tired all the time and just ordering pizza last minute. It's not considered a date, Derek. She wants a real sit down meal.
I can't believe she wrote you with this. I was wondering how long I would get away with that.
I knew it.
You're going to make me have to break out the credit card now.
Yeah, see? It's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country. I think she does, at this point, deserve a proper date.
I think Maple and Ash is appropriate.
Whoa.
I think he needs to make up for it.
Whoa, he's not trying to propose to her on the first date.
It's not the first date. She's new-ish.
You know, it's funny because she always drops little hints and stuff. She'll be like, ooh, I heard this restaurant's nice. I heard this one.
See? She deserves the goods now. Yeah.
I get it. Hey, but you know, I can't believe how many times you tried calling me.
Nico's persistent.
Hey.
You really did the
news
work.
News must
right,
be
I'll
broken.
Have to take her out.
And that's exactly what we did. Thank you for. You better take her out. Take her out
just
somewhere.
Take her out.
I will.
Get her flowers too. They like flowers.
Somewhere nice, but not too nice. I don't want her getting spoiled.
He's like, I got the perfect place, and it has the best pepperonis in town.
Take her out to pizza.
You know it. Hey, tonight we're not going to order delivery. We're going to go to the restaurant.
Hey,
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
There are some things in life that you will happily wait in line for. There are other things in life that you will begrudgingly wait in line for. And then there are things that you will not wait in line for.
Like yesterday, I was at TJ Maxx with one shirt. And the line was long.
Oh.
And I said, absolutely not.
Those like lines
that's wild.
Where you get emptied out into a trough of like cashiers.
Yes.
Where it's like, number 45 down here.
Cashier
and then somebody
four.
Taps you on the shoulder and goes, hey, number 45 is available. Go,
go, go, go, go.
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 Yes.
Those always give me a little anxiety.
I know. And I don't do lines. So if I have one item that I really don't need.
What do you mean you don't do lines?
I hate lines. I hate standing in lines.
Well,
I get so
here
impatient.
Here we go. There are some things that you will wait in line for.
Like what?
Like the teacups at Disneyland.
That's valid. I will wait in a ridiculously long line.
I pretty much
Disneyland.
Could have picked any ride at Disneyland and you would have said yes to.
Disneyland. Yeah.
Another thing you will wait in line for at Country Thunder, to take a shower.
Yeah.
It's a brutal line if you wait later in the day. I've seen it develop.
It's thankfully, almost one of those lines you have to purposefully set an alarm for, no matter how hungover you are. Yeah. You just have to get up and go shower, or you're not going to get one.
Especially if you were extra dirty that night.
Ew.
Which a lot of people at Country Thunder are going to be.
And yeah.
I salute them for that. We, thankfully, do have shower amenities.
We are very lucky.
Included, thank
Could
God.
Could you imagine, though?
Hey,
no.
Hey, Nico, what? Why are you standing in line with us?
Well,
I got a shower too, man.
Because I also stink. That's why.
Yeah. Here's my $5. I will no doubt wait in line for the bar because I feel like that's an entire experience in and of itself. Just waiting in line, people watching, talking with your friend. How many conversations have you had waiting in line for the bartender?
Well, I'm a girl, so I don't really wait in lines at the bar.
Oh. Well, slap some boobies on me and call me Nicolia. Because that's what I'm doing.
You see your male friend sitting at the bar for a while, and you just go up and you go, have you gotten a drink? And they go, no. You go, hold on a second. Excuse me. And then you immediately get them a drink. It's a superpower, really.
I'm standing in line with Abe. He's like, why are you putting lipstick on? I'll be right back.
I'm Nicole from here on out.
Country Thunder, there are to be expected some lines going to be there. But, hey, it's all in good spirit.
Do you remember, though, when, like, we had to wait in line and go physically pick up your tickets for concert tickets?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I waited in line 2 times for D-backs World Series tickets.
I remember you telling me that when we went to the World Series.
Wild. Dillard's box office.
Dillard's box? Dillard's had a box office?
Did you score them?
Yeah.
Nice.
Game 2 and game 6, baby. Me and Pants were in the house.
I love that.
Wow. I think ours, like box office, was inside of Fry's. Well, our version of Fry's, which is Fred Meyer's up in the Pacific Northwest, because it's the St. Kroger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, that's where we would go when we stand in line. But could you imagine having to do that today? No.
No.
Is it worth it? Would you go? If you had to stand in line to any concert, not just Country Thunder, but like any
It
concert.
Would have to be like one of my top 5 favorite artists
right?
of all time. Yeah.
Begrudgingly standing in line for a concert ticket.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, gives me anxiety just thinking about it.
Big time begrudging on that one. But may you avoid the lines. May your wings fly you swiftly to Florence. And may your dirty butt wake up early to take a shower. At Country Thunder this year.
No dirty butts.
I don't think we had any type of special service getting into Country Thunder.
We get no special service. Like, we should, because we have work to do.
You're right.
We really should have, like, an escort to, like, blow past people, because we got
to
work.
It's really tough to explain to the guys at the front gate, like, hey... We're special. They're like, oh, yeah, everybody's special.
Yeah, like, we know you're special. But, well, like, seriously.
Man, it can get backed up.
Yeah, so
everyone's trying to get in there.
Begrudgingly have to wait in the line with everybody else to try to get into Country Thunder.
Yeah, we're not special, guys.
Yeah. Which
but
was a text from the 480, by the way.
I would appreciate a police escort this year.
I would, too.
Frank from the Pinal County Sheriff's Department.
Frank! Come get us, please!
Instead of pulling people over and giving them ridiculous tickets, can you just hook us up with a little police escort? That'd be sick.
Can we do a little Thursdays with Frank?
Yes.
Which is Thursday you drive us in. Thank you.
See, I would wait on that line.
I would, too.
So when I was there and we hosted back in the day, like 5 years ago, all of a sudden we hear this. I'm like, oh my God, there's a helicopter flying in. It's Blake Shelton.
Yes.
It's Blake Shelton. Don't wait on lines. He does not. He gets that helicopter service.
He gets an escort in from the top, from the air.
Yeah.
And they just boop, drop him down.
I mean.
And away he goes.
Cheyenne. You know anybody who's got a helicopter?
I know a helicopter pilot. I just need the helicopter.
We just need a helicopter. If somebody could donate one.
That would be great.
But yeah, everybody's going to be getting there early on. So they allow people to start setting up on Wednesday, right?
Yeah. So they open it up for a short amount of time just to help with the congestion.
Yeah.
And I feel like every year gets a little bit longer and longer that they let people come in.
Right.
So just to get people out. And I also feel like last year wasn't as bad as the year before.
Oh.
So I think that they're getting into a flow.
We're figuring it out.
Yeah. People are prepared.
Maybe after 20 years, we'll figure out Country Thunder.
You know, one year at a time, Nico.
I love it. So, Frank, we need that police escort or a helicopter.
Thank you so much.
Or, I will take that. Or producer AB Baby, I'd like to see him parachute into Country Thunder.
I would too, actually.
Perfect.
He goes, yeah. Whee!
That's a quick way in. He lands right at Crazy Coyote with a beer in his hand. I'm here.
He's ready to party.
There we go. I might pause my campaign to make Crocs cool again.
Crocs were never cool.
Don't you dare. Don't you. Are you on that? Are you on that side of the fence?
I don't like Crocs.
Oh no.
They are not a
What type of disillusioned world do you live in? Like, they were never cool.
Wait, you are of the belief that Crocs are not cool?
No, they're not cool.
They're not.
Every
They're not fashionable.
10-year-old on the planet has them.
You just answered your own question.
That was a joke. That was a joke, by the way.
I get why people wear them. They're comfortable.
Yeah, I get
Take
it.
Take the trash out in them or whatever, but I'm never styling an outfit with Crocs.
Yeah, no, they're not cool fashionably.
You look like Donald Duck.
They're cool because they're very universal. That you can
Are
wear
they?
Them in water. Yeah, you can use them as water shoes. You can take them to the beach. You can also just pop them on and go to the grocery store. I think
yeah. See, the grocery store is where you lost me.
Yeah.
Beach, yes. I'll take.
Oh, you wouldn't step outside in Crocs?
No, new, sir.
Do you have Crocs?
No.
I don't even know.
You don't have any either?
Absolutely not.
I wear slides for comfort.
Yeah.
They're extremely useful, guys, and I think that's part of the beauty in the Croc. Not the fashion. Anybody who's like, oh, they look really... No, they don't. They don't look really cool.
You look... Repeating my statement. You look like Donald Duck.
In fact, wearing my Donald Duck Crocs that are camouflaged, just like the new camo hat. It's the same pattern of a camo.
Mm-hmm.
I've had them for like a good 8 or 9 years, and I'm thinking about upgrading to a new pair. But news has come out.
Please don't.
That the emergency room has claimed every single week there is at least one admission of Croc injuries.
This makes sense somehow.
I'm not even surprised to hear that. Because
there are
Crocs.
People hurting themselves in Crocs. Well,
rolling their ankles, probably.
Yeah, because they're wearing them in situations they shouldn't be, and they're doing too much in them.
Also, oh,
you think
I'm going to say.
Athletic in Crocs?
Trying.
Stop wearing Crocs to the gym. I would beg to say that that's probably another thing that gets seen in the ER because you're dumb. Sorry. You are dumb if you wear Crocs to the gym because you probably are going to drop a weight on your toe and break your foot. Stop wearing Crocs to the gym.
You are dumb if you are doing cardio with Crocs on.
No, if you're lifting weights with Crocs on.
I mean, if you're lifting weights with any type of shoes, if you drop them on your foot is donezo.
You're not wrong, but there are other shoes. Like, my shoes are very, like, sturdy, which are made for training, which give you, a little bit more padding. I'm not wearing Crocs to the gym. Stop, you look stupid.
I'm not saying they're good for running at all. So any ding-dong.
They're not good for running. They're not good for anything.
They're great for a lot of things.
No, they're not.
So much so that our own best friend, Zach Top, surprised some fans when he showed up early to a show in Chattanooga and he brought out a case of beers and he was hooking up some early birds that were sitting outside the venue. And guess what he was wearing on his tootsies?
Gross. Don't tell me Crocs.
Crocs.
That's yucky.
I never show up late with Crocs.
Probably trying to give his feet a break, right? Before he shoves them in some boots.
Yeah.
See?
Which I get, but
Crocs,
also
Crocs, the more comfortable alternative.
You see, he wasn't trying to do too much.
No, he was
a little
not.
Pop out.
Like
know?
I said, you don't.
You want to know what?
They're
probably
run in Crocs.
They're probably his tour bus slippers. Like they're like his in the tour bus shoes.
I can believe that.
And he went. There's a bunch of people who are here already, and he ran out. It's like running outside to get the mail.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will give him. I'll give him that.
Let's not forget that Luke Combs also came out with his own personalized Crocs.
Let's not forget that they were also ugly.
Post Malone.
Also, ugly.
They're, oh my God, you won me over.
They were not beautiful. They were not beautiful.
There's no world and no
beautiful.
Argument that you can make where you can tell me that Crocs are fashionable.
But it's a cool product.
Good.
It's a cool product. That's what I'm saying. It's a cool product.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, bud.
I'm just saying it's a cool product. If Zach Top is wearing them, I'm sure a lot of country music stars are, and I wear them too.
You're part of it. You're part of the crew.
Jump on a Croc train, people.
I think you own Croc stock. Is that what's going on here?
I used to own Croc stock. Actually, maybe a couple grand, but that's another story for another time.
Cashed out too early.
Hey, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Riley the Duckman. Sorry. Riley Green.
You can call him Riley the Duckman Green.
I gotta stop calling him the Duckman because when I see him in person, I'm gonna go,
"What's up, Duckman?"
"Hello, Duckman."
He'd probably be like, "Hi." But also, if that's your Instagram handle,
yeah,
like that becomes a part of who you are.
I'm guessing he's a big duck hunter.
He's a huge duck hunter.
Yeah,
it's one of his favorite things to do.
Well, yeah, not just a clever nickname, also a way of life.
Yes. For Mr. Riley Green.
We are going to see him at Country Thunder coming up very soon. If you want tickets, tomorrow, 5 to 6, Lone Butte. I will be out there here at the River Resorts and Casinos. But in the meantime, he's debuting some brand new tunage.
Yeah, he's definitely, what do you call it, Abe, being in the lab?
Yes.
The lab of music creation. This is a new song that Riley teased on Instagram. You can go see it on his social if you want to see him strumming the guitar and singing it. But we've got the audio. It's called My Way. It's really good.
If I had it my way, I'd be watching your eyes turn from brown to hazel right now. Where they did on that back porch swing when the sky turned red, watching the sun go down. Be a field full of fireflies, watching us lost time making up. You'd be in my arms, we'd still be in love. If I had it my way.
Ooh, that guitar
Those
part.
Chords are nice.
Bravo! Hey!
It's so good. It is a heartbreak song. It is a very sad song, which he doesn't do very often for the tone of what this song is.
Mm-hmm.
So I am really excited to hear the full edited studio version, but it's good.
That was cool, man.
Even just acoustic, just to him and his guitar.
Just him and his guitar and his mustache.
I love his mustache. I just love Riley. He's a good dude. He's a good looking dude. He's got a good set of vocals on him.
What's going on right now?
I was waiting for you to finish that sentence.
Let the Riley Green Love Fest continue on Camel Country 107.9.
We love us some Riley. You guys can't look at him and not say that he is not a good looking dude.
I mean, I can admit comfortably.
Exactly.
In my own way that he's a good looking guy. But I will not fawn over him.
I will leave that for you. Until you see him in person, then you're going to be like, okay, I get it.
All right, well, you can check out Riley Green, Bailey Zimmerman, Hardy, and, of course, Keith Urban, all at Country Thunder. Get you some tickets before it sells out.
Yeah. Yeah, you can say that before it sells out. Yeah.
Yeah, you can say that.
And we're also less than 30 days away, so, like, you don't have much time left.
All right, get them.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey. Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
All right, Nico, we had somebody win the grand prize.
We had a grand prize winner last time.
We did a couple days ago. Yesterday, we did a special edition of Minute to Win It with Tori Lavello. He did wonderful with his own questions. It was pretty easy for him.
He did well.
Today, we are doing 10 brand new questions for the grand prize of 4 four-day passes into Camel Country Thunder, along with a campsite. Woo. So here we go. We've got Dawson from Phoenix. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. It's time to play Minute to Win It. Dawson, you've got 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You go as far as your right answers will take you. Once you get a question wrong, the game is over.
Sounds good.
10 questions, 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's Minute to Win It starts now.
This Country Thunder performer released her debut album, Three Chords and the Truth, in 1997.
You said 97. That is... Why do I know this? Is it Sarah Evans?
In what state can you find Plymouth Rock?
Oh. That's out east. Is it Massachusetts?
What chess piece does each player start with 8 of?
Pawn.
This Country Thunder performer was born Joshua, but changed it at the suggestion of his record label. This Country Thunder performer was born Joshua, but changed it at the suggestion of his record label.
I'm trying to think.
10 seconds.
Five seconds. Think of all the performers. Oh.
That is time. You did great, though. Getting through number four is a great job on round one. Unfortunately, as well, you know, you have to get all 10 right to win the grand prize, which we did not get through today. But for being such a good sport and playing, we're still going to give you a pair of tickets to Thursday out at Country's Thunder. So at least you got one day.
Ooh,
one
there
day
we
down.
Go.
One day down.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Dawson, hang on just a second and we'll line you up with those tickets.
Camel Nation, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Cheyenne, do you do this? I'm just curious.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You are in the dating scene.
Yeah.
Not heavily.
No,
but you're still,
I dabble.
You're still involved. You're dabble.
My,
but you're
my
also,
toes test the water.
You're also pretty cautious when it comes to revealing too much information.
Yeah, I am. Because I have to be.
You don't want to let too much of your business out there, like, immediately.
Right.
So a new trend in the dating scene is women are using Google Voice numbers and burner phones just in case things get weird. That way they can still protect their, you know, true information. Well, I guess a Google phone number is your real phone number because once you like download or whatever, that's yours, right?
I mean, it does make
your phone ring.
It is technically your phone number. It's just not your cellular
device number. It's probably not attached to a bunch of personal information.
Exactly.
Which is crucial here.
Yes.
So would you do this? Do you have one?
I don't. I do not have one of these. Also, having a burner phone sounds exhausting.
Yeah, the burner phone part is like a step in too much of the direction.
Yeah,
of
it's
like,
too Dexter for me. Like, that's just not something I'm going to do.
If I met a chick with two phones, I would definitely be like, oh, you're a keeper.
Yeah, unless you can absolutely prove to me that that is a work phone for work purposes.
Unless you're the CEO of Apple, and I'm like, okay, you got two phones. Okay,
right,
totally cool.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But so, no, definitely not on the burner phone. And I don't think I would do a Google number either. I don't, where does that end for you? Like, at what point do you, like, you start dating this guy, right? And you're, first of all, how much time do you pass before you go, hey, this isn't my real number?
I don't know.
Can
if
you call
I would be...
my actual cell phone? You know?
I don't know if I'd be actually, like, too bent out of shape about that.
If you,
coming
as a
from
guy,
a guy's perspective, yeah.
Because then you'd be like, well, why do you have a Google number? And you'd be like, well, for safety, and I wanted to make sure you weren't crazy.
Yeah, I would take that as a valid excuse. Like, I'd be like, okay, cool.
What,
like,
about you, Abe?
Ah, man, as crazy as it sounds, I think I might be okay with it because I understand what women are going through out here. So
yeah, exactly.
I feel like there's a part of me.
Interesting.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I understand why a guy would be slighted, but I'd be like, you know what? You had to protect yourself at first. And
yeah. But I am a good guy. And now you feel that I can have that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be offended. And especially if, like, I'm not the only one. Like, you didn't just get a Google phone number for me.
Just for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you
that's
got
true.
Like,
well,
if you got like a preventative. Waited till after I saw you on the first date.
To be honest, I don't even know if I know how to set up a Google phone number.
It's very easy to do. I've done it before.
Oh,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Wait, why have you done it?
I have a Google phone number.
Why?
I used to give it out to, like, you go to a car dealership, right? And they're like, put down all your information. I'd put down my Google phone number. Like, I don't want that attached to, like, my finances, my address. I don't need people knowing all that stuff.
So maybe having a Google phone number just in general is a move.
I think it's a win-win.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we're not being mad at women for protecting ourselves. Wow, this is such a weird world we live in.
Yeah. No, it's weird, but hey, this is what things have come to.
All right.
So create a Google number and let us know what it is. And we'll put it out on the radio. And then we'll protect you.
This is like the opposite. This is the opposite of what we need to do.
A lot of radio shows do that too. And they're like, text me at 727. That's a
Las
Vegas
definitely
phone
a Google number.
Yeah,
like,
it's
even artists when they're like, hey, text us, this, that, and the other. It's definitely a Google number.
It's definitely not a real number.
But we're really glad that you feel super connected to people.
Yeah, so ladies, feel free to create fake phone numbers with your, you know, your online persona that with your fake pictures and
stop it! No, we're not doing that.
Nah, just kidding. Don't do that. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So these Google numbers are starting to become more effective, more common. People are using them more often.
In ways that are more beneficial to them.
I got no problem with it at all.
It's an interesting move.
Brian and Chandler. Are women a little too creepy with these mysterious secret Google phone numbers, or is it totally cool with you?
I'm okay with it. You should be able to pass a test. There's a lot of crazy people out there. If they want to hand it out, it's fine. I think to combat the situation at all is you should get your own Google number, and then you each hand each other Google numbers, and then the next step in the relationship is to pass over your actual phone number.
Ah. So do you let them know up front? Like, hey, this is my Google number. If you turn out not to be crazy, maybe I'll give you my real phone number. What if we're just upfront about it?
Yeah, that would be, I think if the girl was upfront about it first, then it would be okay. I don't know why. Maybe I'm a little old school, but if like the guy was like, well, here's my Google number. It's like, come on, you can't handle a crazy... Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. If I was a girl and a guy said that to me or I found out about it, I'd be like, how many Google numbers do you have? How many women are you giving this Google number to? How come I can't trust you? Why can't I trust you? Why didn't you give me your phone number first? As a girl, my mind would reel into the dark end.
It's all in the presentation. Yeah. If you come straight out with it, hey, I have a Google number I can give you. I like you, but I don't really like you that much.
I don't know if I can trust you right now.
It just kind of bugs me out because I think about the single days when I was like an animal, a savage, when it came to like relationships and being with a woman. I mean, I can't tell you how many women I just straight up walked up to and like was making out with 20 seconds later. Now we have like Google numbers and we have fake personas.
But imagine how much easier it would have been when you met your wife to just turn off the Google number. Then none of them would have had access to you ever again.
Oh, you're so right about that.
You see
that.
What I'm saying? Like, I do get it. I see both ends of it.
Until they
at
see
this
you
point.
Out in public.
And then they're like, why'd you call me back? Because like, I shut that Google number off. And that's what it is.
Why did you block my phone number? Well, that is a good point, Brian. So how many girls have you given your Google number to? That's the question.
I've done it every time. And I can tell, here's how to know if you're getting one off of the first text. She pulls out an iPhone. And then you get a number and you text her and it's yellow.
Yeah.
That means you got like a burner number of some kind.
Right. Seriously?
Not to fear, but you just have to still like win their trust. And then you eventually get the real number. But
I was only green and blue. I didn't know there was yellow.
Maybe I'm just thinking
of it.
New information. Ladies, now we have more things to be worried about.
They're on a satellite phone, the yellow.
Yeah.
Their prison phone.
They got a cup with a string on the other end. So are you actually going to get rid of your phone and upgrade?
I might actually do that. I've been thinking about it, but something happened yesterday that might have just like been the icing on the cake.
Oh.
I was going through my phone and found a picture of my ex from like 5 years ago.
Ooh.
I thought I had deleted everything. Turns out I did not.
You did not scrub him completely.
Yeah. But there he was with his cute little face. Just, cheese! And I'm like, oh my gosh. How many more are hidden in my phone that I don't know are there?
Ooh,
you know?
Ooh, yeah.
Because obviously, do you know how many times I've been through my camera roll? A lot.
And how many photos do you have on your phone?
That's a great question. Let me look.
10K, probably.
What do you think?
I'm guessing 8,652.
8,652?
Yeah.
Abe, how many pictures do you think I got on my camera roll?
25,000.
Actually, really close. 28,401.
Woo! Hey! And there was just one picture of your ex
on
there?
That's the one that I found. But now I'm thinking, like, how many of them are actually in my phone that I haven't seen?
I have that thing where you can just type their name and
I do that. I have that too.
Pops up of
Wait,
them.
They so have to be.
You might want to do a little scrub, a little scrub a dub.
Right, but they have to be tagged in there. So if he's not tagged in there, then
oh no,
it's
it'll
not
recognize
come
their
up.
Face.
No, it won't.
Mine does
not
that.
if it's already in there and tagged, because I just typed his name and it's not in any of them.
Oh, I see.
But
what
I know
you're
that the picture's there.
Yeah.
So it's very specific, but yeah, it's. Now what do I do? My phone is garbage.
You have to burn it.
It's garbage and
it's got remnants.
Like, could you imagine though? Like, if you're in a relationship and like you're just on your person's phone and then there's like, oh, a picture of your ex, and you're like, oh, well. Or like me, for example, I have a camera album on my phone that has my ex-husband and I in it, and it says for Justin Lee, who is my oldest son, the son that I have with my ex-husband. So I have these pictures that I've always had with my ex-husband in an album for my kid. So that he can have them when he's ready to have them.
Your kid's in the photos, though, right?
In a couple, like, there's a couple of wedding pictures in there.
Oh, okay.
From, you know, he was in my tummy, so there's that.
Okay.
So, technically. But, like, if you're my dude and you go through my phone, are you going to get mad that these are in there? Should you? No. But would you? Maybe.
Well, I don't know. Everybody's got their own personal feelings about that.
What would you do if you went through Dana's phone and found pictures of her exes on her phone?
I would be pissed off.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
And you guys have been married for like a billion years.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be very upset about that.
Exactly.
And also, my ex-girlfriend had pictures with her ex-boyfriend on her Facebook page an oddly long time after we were together.
Always weird to me, too.
Like, wait a second. But you guys are snuggly-duggly in these photos. Why do you still have them posted on social media?
I feel like Abe is going to be the anomaly in this. Because I can see your face and I see your head tilting like,
oh. What do you think I'm going to say?
It's not that weird.
Head nod judgments.
I don't think I would care.
See, I knew it. I knew he was going to do that.
Wow.
Why, though?
I'm comfortable with where things are at.
Yeah. And I know that's what people are going to say.
In that scenario.
Yeah.
Like, if you have cause for concern, then yeah, you know.
Then maybe that's a different conversation.
But if you're in a good place and you know there's nothing malicious behind it, I just think there's bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
So what's the bigger fish? Pictures on Facebook or pictures on the phone?
I was talking about outside of the picture realm.
Oh.
Just life in general.
Yeah.
The fish have been fried. In every photo, any evidence of my ex-girlfriends in general
gone.
Is completely in mythological world.
Can't have right. it.
Completely gone.
Bye.
See you later. Are you ready to go?
No.
Okay. Well, there's no better time than right now.
Than the present. I'm not ready to go. I'm not fully packed, and it's really starting to stress me out.
That's understandable.
Yeah, I pack a week in advance because I like to have time to like gather things that I might have missed.
Right.
But I feel like this last week, we've been so busy. We've got Country Thunder ticket stops. We've had first pitches, which is later today. Like, there's so much going on that this week has just kind of ran away from me. But then I was packing last night, and I was looking around my room, and I got so overwhelmed because of how much crap I have.
Oh.
And so I'm like, okay, I need to do something about this, like, right now. But I can't do anything about it right now because I leave tomorrow.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to come back to a disastrous room, which I don't do. If I leave ever, even if it's overnight.
Oh, you clean before
I
you leave?
I clean because I don't like coming back to a mess.
I like that.
My bed's got to be made. Things need to be put back. And now it's just chaotic because of how much crap I have. So now I'm like,
so what you're saying is your house will not be clean when you arrive home.
I don't think my room is going to be, and that's stressing me out. Because I got stuff to do. Like, once I land, I go home, I change, and I go straight to your house because it's your wife's birthday.
True.
Like, I have no time to breathe in the next 2 weeks. And then Friday, I got another Country Thunder ticket stop. And then Saturday, we're hosting out of the park. Like,
you are stressing me out. I am now stressed out about this.
This is what I'm dealing with.
You need to start back at one.
I might start back at zero because I think I've decided.
Is that a Brian McKnight song?
Yes, it is. One, you're like a dream come true.
Yeah.
Two,
I know that whole song. You need to cleanse yourself. You need to cleanse your living place.
I think I'm going to Marie Kondo my house when I get back.
That would be a great
move. Entire thing. And I'm going to go as far to say I might even paint it white, because my room right now is I love green. I love a deep forest green.
Uh-huh.
My room right now, three of the four walls are deep forest green, and then I have a lot of gold accents, but there's just something about it right now that doesn't feel me.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. So, and if you guys know me, you know, like, my master bedroom is everything to me.
Oh.
You know, my kids, they don't come in it unless they ask for permission most of the time. You know, that's a very sacred place for me, especially now that my mom is living with me.
Yeah, it's your domain.
It's my area. Like, don't come in it. You need to ask. The animals are not allowed in it. Like, nothing.
Yes.
But for whatever reason right now, it feels overran by my crap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel you.
So,
I think that's very common, actually. Like, your stuff. What's that famous saying? Like, you don't own your stuff.
Your stuff starts to own you. Yeah, and that's how
and
I'm
consume
feeling
you.
So I think when I get back, I'm gonna. It's and the thought of doing it, because I will find sentiment in everything.
Oh no.
Like a tissue.
Yeah.
I cried in that tissue over stubbing my toe.
You gotta block it out.
I can't. You gotta block it out. So hard.
You gotta just start.
It's like I'll look around.
Donation bags.
And I'll be like, see, I have a big donation bag. I have a big donation bag currently that is full. I went through my closet like a month and a half ago and got rid of at least half of it.
I did too.
Like, I got rid, but now I feel like it's already filled back up.
Wow, well, it's like, those free t-shirts.
It's, if I never get a free station t-shirt again, I might be okay.
We love you, State 48, but dang.
I got so much.
It's not special
stuff.
If I get 5 free t-shirts a week from you guys. No, I'm just kidding. No. I will take all the free t-shirts from State 48.
I love them.
We love you for
my
that.
My kids love them. My mom loves them. I love them. Don't stop giving them. But well, also, I got more stuff.
I think people are going to relate with this because, you know, even in my house, if it wasn't for my wife, I would have so much garbage. So much garbage.
Maybe I should have her come clean out my room.
Oh, she will.
Like, her and I will mimosa. No, we'll spritz, because I know she likes the apple spritz.
She'll spritz
clean
the heck out of your place. Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm going to do, but I got to do something.
All right.
So bad.
Well, it starts today.
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 Well, in a week and a half when I get back.
In a week. All right, Cheyenne, you're thinking about restarting your life basically when you return from your vacation.
Basically, I just want to get rid of everything and start over. I'm just not feeling like things are me anymore.
I feel that. Sometimes you need a social cleansing and also like a real life cleansing.
Yeah, and I'm in the real life.
Cassie in Phoenix on the phone. Morning, Cassie.
Good morning.
Morning. Right.
So what advice do you have for Cheyenne?
First of all, Cheyenne, I actually have Marie Kondo'd my place.
Okay.
I will tell you the first thing that really helped was watching Hoarders while I did it.
Oh.
Yeah, that would make me want to throw away everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. The messier the house that I see while I am cleaning my own house, and when I did the Marie Kondo method, the more inspired I feel to just like let things go.
Ah.
Yeah. The first thing though Marie Kondo says is to take all of your clothes and put them all on your bed. And then what's crazy is you're going to find, which I definitely did, that you have like 30 different t-shirts that are all the same color, like 19 pairs of jeans that look practically identical. So what helped me was in some cases like taking photos of myself in the different outfits and then being able to like look at them and decide what to get rid of. And basically, I gave myself a rule that I would get rid of a minimum of 25% of things that were like replicas.
This is so interesting.
Yeah. I like the picture idea because I feel like if I put on the clothes and took a picture in it, I'd be able to look at it and be like, do I like myself in that right now?
Yeah, you can do your own little personal fashion show with your clothes.
Yeah, do I like this right now? And if not, straight to the women's shelter.
But it also sounds like a lot of work.
It does sound like a lot of work. I think that's why I'm not doing it right now because I don't want a lot of work.
I was thinking you could just burn down your house completely and restart from the insurance company.
But then I can't claim that on insurance if I light the house on fire.
Oh, no one's aware. Shh, say nothing.
Sometimes life feels like a dumpster fire, though. You know, like the more cluttered you are.
Who is this lady?
Are you Marie Kondo? What's happening right now?
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.